Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Date Nights Matter. I'm Tiffany Rose.
And I'm Anthony.
And thank you guys for watching. Thank you for subscribing and coming. We really appreciate all the support. We say it every week. We really mean it, though. Thank you guys so much. We've been growing so fast. So thank you. Today, we have a topic that we've been personally going through, and we just wanted to talk about it a little bit more. I think a lot of people can relate to it. It's just the everyday life, mm-hmm. you know, that affects marriages. I actually heard this thing a couple weeks ago where someone was saying how marriage isn't hard. It's the outside factors of marriage or life that make marriage hard. And I thought that was an interesting perspective.
No.
Because usually it's like, yeah, marriage is hard, which it is. But also now you think about it, it is all the outside factors. Yeah. It's work that puts stress on it. It's kids. It's money. It's all these different things that come up that actually make marriage hard.
Yeah. No. And I think, I mean, that is marriage, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think.
Going through life together,
you're learning, you're going through trials and tribulations, but it's taking those learnings and not making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
I think that's the key. But I think, you know, looking at it from everyday life, and we've been talking about this a lot lately, just getting older, you know, in career, you know, dabbling, getting more into our purpose. And there's a lot going on, mm-hmm. you know, and like you're saying, with kids and just understanding to just be present. And I think that's been our, you know, kind of mantra lately, and being intentional.
Yeah.
I think I've had to be more intentional than ever. Yeah. And we're very intentional people, but it's like really thinking about, all right, I'm going to cook for you tonight. I'm going to like make this recipe. I'm going to, you know what I mean? We're going to mm-hmm. do this weekend. Mm-hmm. We're not going to chill, or we're going to chill.
Yeah.
Literally scheduling.
We have to schedule chill time, you know? Now.
And that's
crazy.
That was
this weekend. We actually have some chill time. We scheduled it, made a plan for it, because we've been getting invited so many places. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, keeping up with our community, our family, friends. Mm-hmm. Kingston has a bunch of different activities going on, so it's always something to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it really hit me a couple weeks ago. I went to the nail salon, and I told you a little bit about it, but I overheard this customer next to me, this client in the chair next to me, and the receptionist had asked her, you know, how are you doing? It was a regular. And she was like, just tired. And the receptionist went back and said, oh, me too. I'm tired too. You know, that's it. And then I had been feeling so tired that day. And at that point, I was saying it every day, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And then hearing that, and then I just looked around the nail salon, and just everyone looked tired, and just no one was alive and happy, and just everyone's going through the motions, it feels like. And then you get on social media, or specifically, I see people on TikTok always complaining about just life, and again, everything's expensive, you know, not wanting to be in the jobs that they are, different things. And it just gets to me, at least sometimes, where it's like feeling like everything is going wrong, when in reality it's not. It's just, it feels like that. It's like, oh, I should be further here, or I see myself here, why am I not here yet, all those things. And it's like, how do you balance that in everyday life? And that ultimately affects the marriage, because it's affecting us as individuals on an everyday life.
Now, I think what it starts with is being vocal. You were very vocal to say, hey, I need a break. And I'm behind that, right? You know, and it was that, I think it was a weekend, Saturday, you got your nails done.
Yeah.
Went and got a massage, you know, and it was just like, have a day to yourself.
Yeah.
Because you still, I think we forget that when we become husband and wife and mom and dad, and you're, you know, at work, you hold that hat, and you forget to really just understand that I need to take care of me and be there for myself. Like, you pour so much into life at home, you pour so much into, you know, being a parent and all these, again, wearing all these hats. And it's like, when was the last time I
did something,
like,
for myself?
I really thought about that. Like, I don't remember the last time you actually did a massage, was it?
Right.
Mother's Day.
You know what I mean? Need to become way more regular on that.
Yeah, you get your nails done on a regular, but I feel like,
but
that
the massage thing,
even, you know, part of the routine. You know, it's like, all right, every other week, you know, I'm getting my nails done, and I know that does help you relax, and you get away in that regard. And it's like me getting a haircut, for example, but that still is like, all right, I get my haircut. It's just a routine. And then like breaking that, you went and got lunch for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, how was that? Just being on a date with yourself.
Well, you need to go. You're telling me and all this, like, you need to go, actually. No, it was great. I loved it.
And I think that's something I'm learning, you know.
That's what you need.
I don't know how to take a break.
You don't stop. Yeah, I don't. You don't stop.
And even,
I feel like that's rubbed off on me. Mm-hmm. To where now we just like go, 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 go. There's no complacency in any aspect of life. Like constantly doing something.
And Proverbs said no complacency, and I took that to heart, you know?
Yeah. And I don't mind it. I think it's gotten us to where we are. It's going to get us to where we're going and all that. Sure. But it's just knowing when to stop, knowing when to slow down, knowing when to be happy with where we are. Mm. Because I think for a while too, where we got into this routine of just like complaining, basically. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't want to do this today. Oh, I don't want to go to work. Oh, I don't want to go here, you know? Yeah. And just focusing on the negative rather than everything that is going great around us.
And I think that's a great point, because I mean, we prayed for
exactly
years ago, you know? And I remember we literally had a conversation and I told you, I was like, if we end up having a child and you could stay home for the first couple of years, that would, that'd be amazing, right? This is what I want, and I know you wanted it, and we're doing it, you know. But then, to your point, we're still finding things.
Yeah.
And I think that's just part of like when you're growing and you got somewhere, you're just trying to get to that next place, you're just trying to check that next box, but just having that moment and moments, right, to sit back and say, I'm okay with being here, I'm okay with taking a step back, I'm okay with not, you know, doing everything today, like you're telling me to every. Because I do. I know I need to be able to put my foot on the brake sometimes, because I'll wake up on a Saturday and it's like growing up. And it reminds me of,
it's so much childhood trauma always comes up everywhere
look. But cleaning on a Saturday, you know, worship music is playing. That definitely was a vibe, right?
No, it was.
And I miss that.
You're excessive.
I do clean. Like, we keep the house clean. And I do.
But you don't say, like, it's even. It's the house, it's running errands, it's always doing something. Yeah. You do, like, relax, sit down.
Because I think for me, it's like, and I was chatting about this with you as well, of like the rat race.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bob Marley has a song, The Rat Race. My father always told me about it, but it's just like being in it, and it's just like, all right, you climb the ladder in whatever capacity you're in, right? You know, you climb that ladder, you get that promotion, you're an artist, you get your first show, right? And you're trying to just grow and grow your career. But then you get in it and it's like, hold on, is this even what I want? Mm-hmm. You know, is this the path that I want to take? But also you have to take this path because you got to, you know, provide, and you got to make sure we're taking care of our bills. We're in this, you know, capitalistic society. And it's like, that's just the reality of it at the end of the day. But it's like having that balance to cut it off, to know, all right, I'm cutting work off. It's family time, right? And prioritizing that, like you're saying, okay, I know I need some time away. Mm-hmm. I know I need some time just to be me today, and me accepting that. But I think bringing it to the rat race, that's something that I've been, you know, discussing, reading this book, Man in the Mirror, lately. I've been telling you about Man in the Mirror is a great book, you know, for all men out there. It's 24 lessons of just really looking yourself in the mirror and seeing God in that mirror, right? And I think that's one of the things us men have to realize, is that we're in this race, and it doesn't have to be, you know, money and then families down here. And, you know, if you have
choosing,
because
sometimes it goes where it's like, you do have to, you either put all into your career or you go into family.
Yeah. And that's, I think, a battle every man faces, you know, and you wonder why you see most men neglect families and just, oh, I'm getting a bag, I got a career, and that's it. Right. And it's like, that's not it. No man that's went down that path that I know personally, that we've read about, you know, celebrities, whatever, has been content and fulfilled, you know, and you're never going to win the rat race. So it's, for me, I think it's always been go hard every single day, going back to how it was with sports, you know, this is your opportunity to take advantage of every single day. But it's also, it's like, and I'm learning that it's okay not to work out today. It's okay to take that break, you know, and it's hard, you know, it does even get to me when I'm like sitting here and it's like,
I could be doing something.
Right. I know I could be doing something right now. I could be cleaning that, you know, our dog Willis, German Shepherd, he sheds. Like, I could be getting this hair up over here. I could be washing these dishes. I know I said I wanted to clean the garage. We haven't had the car washed in a couple of weeks. Like, oh, it's just God. Like, that is how my brain works. But it takes practice, and I am doing the work. And that's just with everything in life. But I think that's something that, especially us men, we have to remember, you know, what do you want in life? You know, if you do want that family, and you do want, obviously, you have to have a career, mm-hmm. but you don't have to pick and choose, right? It's prioritizing that time. It's really, again, cutting it off when it's time to cut it off. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had opportunities, like we've talked about, to go, you know, into the office. You know, it's right down here in downtown. Of course, that's a drive for us, but it's like choosing to work from home because I know it's going to be a drive back. And I know by the time I get back, mm-hmm. it's going to be bath time.
Or he's sleep.
I haven't seen him the entire day.
Yeah, he'll probably be asleep.
And not seeing our son is just like, that's not it.
Yeah. Right?
That's not it at all. Him telling me, Daddy, I miss you. And I'm not seeing you while you're at work. Like, no, I'm not having that. So I think that's something to definitely be mindful of. And I am mindful of now that we're moving forward. But being grateful, you know, and just
And that's where, that's exactly where I was going to take it. Because that's where I'm at, is starting to really focus on where we are, mm-hmm. and just being present in the moment and being grateful for what we have.
Yeah.
Because again, like you said, we did pray for all of this. Mm-hmm. This is where we wanted to be. And how can we move to the next level or to the next area and season of our life if we can't even be content with what we have right now and grateful for what mm-hmm. we have? Like, I'm grateful for our family, you know, for our home. We have food on the table. Yeah. Like, we're never without. We have a car to get around in. We have activities going on, friends, family, all that. Yeah. We have a lot to be grateful for and appreciative and enjoying these moments. I think I realized it with, you know, seeing my mom get older, seeing a lot of family recently, and, you know, all these people from my childhood, and everybody's getting older, and it's just remembering when I was a kid and they were pretty much our age now. And it's like, oh, okay. It's really starting to hit me to appreciate this thing. Mm-hmm.
We are in that shift, you know, where it's like the 30s, you know, like you're saying, parents, that generation's grandparents, thank God they're still here, mm-hmm. you know, to be transparent, right? And it's like, that's the transition we're in. And it is it's a very weird place to kind of be in, because we're the parents now.
I know.
We're having to, you know, all right, we're
make these decisions.
Okay, we need a day to day. Let's, you know, take Kingston to mm-hmm. mother-in-law's, you know, mm-hmm. and just have a day to get together and spend in that and making sure that we're prioritizing this. But I think it does come down to us, again, truly being present, truly choosing joy every single day, and not thinking twice in the sense of, oh, when we get here, or when we, you know, I get that promotion, then we can do X, Y, and Z. It's like, no, what do we have today mm-hmm. that we can do towards tomorrow? And just taking those steps every day. And I think that's with everything. And we've always had that mentality. But I do think when, you know, we became parents, it definitely became like, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's, you know, you got more to, you know, provide for. But I think now it's at a place where it's like, we got the flow of it.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's the thing, regardless, like, we do this, and I've even felt the difference lately of being more present. So mm-hmm. being way more intentional the past couple of weeks, where waking up rather, and I just feel the overall difference in life. Like, waking up and just, one, starting the day thanking God. Like, at the end of the night, I read my Bible now, and that's mm-hmm. kind of shifted my mind, rather than watching TV, or I'll read a book or journal or something like that. And that really keeps me focused.
That is something I have to cut her off. And I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, because that's
help. Because I'm pointing it out, because my wife has been telling me to not watch TV before bed for...
Since we met.
I was about to give myself more credit.
No, since the day we met.
Because I'm a night owl, and it's not even anything, I'm not throwing on anything intense.
No, you know,
I'll give myself that credit.
But still, it doesn't matter. It's screen time.
It may be a documentary.
Now with having a kid and understanding screen time a lot more, I'm like really more conscious of it. We're on the phone all day. You work from home. You're looking at the computer all day. I'm in school looking at the computer all day. We have to be more mindful of it.
Yeah.
So it is taking like that time at night.
You can watch those episodes tomorrow.
Right,
you know,
right.
Those episodes are not going nowhere. And I think that's something, again, to be transparent, humbling myself to listen and to not just be, you know, oh, this is who I am. You know, that's the easy thing to do rather than growing and and reading, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's helped me, just reading at night, journaling at night, you know, throw some jazz on, throw some worship music on, and just being at peace, because the days are a lot, you know, the days are a lot.
And it's that moment to just really just relax, like, and feed yourself, feed your spirit. You know, we've been getting a lot, like, obviously you're reading that book, I'm reading my own book, and I'm taking a lot from that and understanding, you know, my own walk with God and understanding myself, and things are just coming to fruition within me, you know, because of taking that those moments. And it doesn't have to be at night, obviously, but that is the time, you know, for us before, before going to sleep. But that really helps, and that shifts my mindset, you know, to be more positive throughout the day, and like not be in this, I want to be here, like, and then obviously get on social media, and then it's a comparing thing. No, it's
we're in a space in our society where, I mean, obviously we've never been here before, and I'm not speaking as if I'm this philosopher or anything in that regard, but I mean, literally,
I mean, we live it though. We're here. Everybody's living it. Yeah.
Ever since the pandemic, things have shifted, obviously, in social media, right? We're constantly comparing, you know, all these layoffs. It's like there's a lot going on in our society. And just being mindful of that. And I think that's kind of come to us bringing it back to that intentionality where we started the intimacy challenge, right? You found, I think it was on Pinterest or something. But again, take an initiative. You know, that's why I love her, because she brought it to me. It was just like, hey, let's just do this. And it's a 30-day challenge. And every day is a different thing, whether it's, oh, cook your favorite meal or go to one of your favorite restaurants.
That's the thing. It's all small things, but it's just, Again, with the rat race, we get caught up in the routine of everything, of life, of complaining. And that seeps into the marriage. For a while, it did, where it was just like, we're only seeing that negative side. And then obviously you work from home. So I hear you in a meeting and laughing, and then you come out, obviously fake laughs, but you come out, and then it's like, ugh, I do not want to be doing this, you know? So it's like, and then obviously with me, and I'm in school, and then with Kingston or whatever, and come, I'm tired, like, I don't want to be doing this, I need some rest, like, and constantly saying that over and over and over, and then we're not feeding the relationship on the day-to-day. Right. You know, everything's good, but and no arguments or anything, but it's just the fact of, we can show each other that happiness, you know, and we are grateful. Yeah, it's really not that bad. You know what I mean? We have a great life, actually. It's it's great, you know.
Very blessed.
And in order to, again, go to the next level or next season or whatever the case is, like whatever God has intended for us next, we have to be still. We have to be where we are and be content with where we are. Not complacent, but content. No, we have to be happy with where we are.
And that's where I think you just pointed out a great point of being complacent versus being content. That's two very different words. Don't get it twisted, right? God is not telling you to just sit and be still in the sense of not taking that action, whether that is school, whether that is writing your business plan, whether that is doing those extra notes for work, you know, and that's not doing it consistently every day. But you're going to have some days, and we, you know, talked about it. Hey, I got to open the laptop up tonight, right? Knock some things out. And you're okay with that because it's communication, but that's not a consistent every single day type of thing. And I think that's key to point out, because there are a lot of people that is just like, all right, God, I'm just waiting on you.
You got to be going.
You know, yeah, God's going to bring this. Like, you're not doing anything. You know, you said you wanted to start working out and being healthy. You didn't do that, right? And start being consistent with that every single day. You know, you say you wanted to eat healthy, you're still eating junk food, going out to Chick-fil-A, and, like, you're tired, right? It's the end of the day. You just go to Chick-fil-A rather than making Chick-fil-A at home.
It really helps to start grocery shopping weekly, I've noticed. That really helps, actually, to stop eating out, because we Uber Eats number one fans, like, number one users.
I might be the number one user. We might really be.
But we've actually been so much better. Since we started going, but that was just a side note.
No, anyway. The weekly has helped.
It helps. It helps.
Inflation is real. You know,
we stayed way more in budget. We've gotten different meals every night, cooking every night, pretty much, except, you know, on the weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've gotten so much better. So much better. Yeah. But anyway,
go ahead. No, I wanted to bring it back to the intimacy challenge, because I really think that's something. You know, maybe you can. I think there's plenty of them, though. You ain't got to.
Yeah, I think whatever you find that works, I think it's just being intentional. It's just taking those things.
It's not something to say, oh, we're going to do a 6-day vacation. Like, it's nothing crazy of that sort. It's just, all right, go on a walk, right? You know, watch your favorite movie. And again, being intentional. And that's the word of, I think, this at least season of life for us is just really, really take into account what we're doing every day and making sure that you're seeing it and I'm vocalizing it. You know, we're not just assuming things, you know, and it's definitely helped our misunderstandings and being able to
speak a lot. Calmly. I feel more at peace. Yeah, and 100%. That's the word too. Yeah. I feel like a lot we've been praying about mainly is just having peace anytime there's a feeling of being unsure, you know, or just feeling overwhelmed, having anxiety, any of those things. It is just peace. And I feel like lately, every time I do pray that, I do immediately feel peace. And it's like, all right, what do I even need to worry about? Like, things are fine. God got it. That's my mentality now. It's just like, as long as I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, these are the steps I need to be taking. Okay, then God got it. You know, like, it's already written. And those are the words that I keep hearing. Like, it's already written. Everything that we're doing, it's already written. It's ordained. Like, all we have to do is, you know, our little steps. And that's it. And then God got it. That's it. And that's, you know, that's where I think, nothing again, to worry about.
Bringing it back to that rat race where a lot of, you know, especially men, but I do think it's shifting into womanhood. There are a lot of strong women out here. I mean, there's more, I think, single women that's like homeowners in America than ever, you know, more than men, more than married couples. It's an amazing time. But I think we get it twisted when it does come to those accolades and what you're kind of going towards. And then that's it. And then you kind of look back and it's like, wait, you know, this isn't fulfilling. You know, this isn't what I actually wanted. And then you kind of brought to the actual down the earth level to say, oh, I'm fulfilling myself. This isn't what God wanted. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. And I think that's what people get twisted, as if this is all through you. And, you know, oh, you woke yourself up and you had, you know, that extra effort to give and you figured out that business plan. This is all God.
Right? Yeah.
And these folks, everyone is just walking it out. And the moment you put yourself in the shoes of God and like, oh, I achieved this, I did this, like, that's when you lose it all. And I think that's when you lose yourself, you know, at the same time. But no, it's been a great season, though. I mean, all through all, I think it's been a lot of learnings, you know, throughout the season. 2024 has been wild.
Already.
Not just in pop culture and society.
No, but yeah, just everything.
Us personally.
I think it's been more of like an awakening, I feel like, with just my mentality overall and the things that I want from life. And even just doing all this reading, really taking this extra time, like, I've figured out the meaning of life. Like, I'm being so serious. I'm not going to share it right now because it's deep. I don't think I can really articulate what I'm feeling. But no, I figured out the meaning of life. Yeah, I figured it out. But really, all it comes down to is just, again, what I said is, you take your steps, you do what you're supposed to be doing, you're obedient to God, and everything else will fall into place. Like, leave it alone. Like, what is there to worry about?
Worry, the anxiety, you know? Depression,
And obviously, we got bills, we got all these things going on. Like, completely understand the everyday struggle. Like, we've been struggling for a little bit as far as, like, the mentality and just being positive about it, you know? And it's really not that bad, you know? It could be a lot worse, I know that. And it's not to invalidate what we feel and what we go through, but also it could be a lot worse. Yeah. It really could. Yeah, and 100%. It's only going to get better, I feel.
You can, you know? I think, you know, that's the key. And I've said this before, and, you know, in our private space of, you know, putting, you know, our worries into things that are from man and literally man-made issues, whether that's bills, whether that's jobs, all these things. And of course, again, you got to pay your bills, got to have a job, all that. But again, if you're living through God, that's all, it's all taken care of.
Yeah.
You're loving thy neighbor, being nice, being kind. You see a lady struggling with groceries, help her at the grocery store. You know, it's little things like that. Being kind, not just being snobby and stuck in your ways, you know. And I think that's just, hopefully more people are starting to, you know, pick that up, because I think it is a space.
It comes back down to, like, just being in the community, you know, and, like, I think that's just so important, you know, just being one with the community and just remembering what you have here, your family and friends, the life that you have created is, and, you know, feed into that. More than just a career. Like, careers are great, all those things are great, accolades are great, but also feed into your family, into the relationships that are around you. It's really important, whether it's the marriage, whether it is your family, whether it is your siblings, friendships, whatever it is, feed into that. Because at the end of the day, this is all we have. Like, this is all we genuinely have.
The bag is not going to fulfill it, you know, and that's the reality of it. The bag, the money is not going to fulfill those voids, you know, and I think I can't preach to that enough, right? Where obviously we've been blessed financially, we've been down financially, you know, and keeping this is what has kept us through all seasons of life, you know, and making sure that we're still happy and we're still able to look each other and smile, love each other.
And that's what, and just to bring it back right to the beginning where marriage isn't hard.
Yeah.
If you have the right person, if you're, again, feeding into the relationship, it is someone that you actually like more than just love. Yeah. You actually like being around them.
See this person.
You know,
happy.
I want to be around them. Yeah.
You know, you come to me immediately. What's wrong? You know, you're addressing the same from my angle.
It's not this. It's the outside factors. So checking our attitude with the outside factors. Yeah. So that way this is good and everything else is good. Like, that's it. Let's make it simple.
Exactly. That's it. That's the best way to keep life. But no, I want to wrap up. I know we can talk for a little while. This is great. I think this is just us sharing our insights of what's going on in our life during this season. You know, just being at peace, choosing joy, you know, being
always choose joy.
Right. Try an intimacy challenge. You know, if you are going through, you know, whether it's a trial and you went through something tough, or it's just, you know, I don't have time. We haven't prioritized that time, or even if you are prioritizing the time, you can still do that, those little things that I think we all get it all twisted sometimes in everyday life. But thank you all again for
supporting. Thank you.
We're growing, like she was saying. I mean, it's just
make sure you subscribe.
Truly
subscribe, subscribe, like, leave us some comments down below. Tell us some things that you're going through, what's helping you, what's not helping you, anything. Let's talk about it. This is what we're here for. We want to share more with everybody. So thank you guys again. Subscribe and follow us on our social medias. I'll put our handles up here, and we'll see you next week.